The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Radio Boomer Live people that are listening to the show. And Reetha, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm doing extremely well this morning. Jim, how are you?
Reetha, the question today, are you finally back on your rocker or are you still off your rocker? I mean, where is Reetha?
I'm always off my rocker. What can I tell you?
You know, you still don't have your act together like me, and I don't think by this age, you know, maybe it's better that we don't because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, you think you get your act together and all of a sudden something happens. You know, Reetha, I noticed that there's rumors that a lot of people are saving some time and money by not going out into the big mobs and just picking up their phone and shopping at home, you know?
Oh, Internet shop all the time. Matter of fact, that's going to be part of my, part of my hot topic, matter of fact. So speaking of hot topics, let's go on hot topics.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, actually, my hot topic is crime prevention while we're out Christmas shopping, especially for the ladies. But nowadays, it doesn't matter. Ladies, men, they'll rob anybody. But ladies, especially be careful. One of the safest ways, like Jim was alluding to, is pick up your phone, call, shop over the Internet. You can buy anything on the Internet. I am so spoiled now. Now, part of crime prevention, though, with the Internet is making sure you have a safe place to drop off your boxes. You can have them delivered to work. You can have them delivered to a neighbor who stays at home. Or you can have them delivered to your house. Set up a thing on your phone, the apps for it, no matter who's delivering it, that'll tell you when it's delivered. So, you know, go to the door and go pick it up. You gotta be really careful nowadays because people are being very inventive on the way that they can rip you off. So you have to be inventive on the way you can keep from being ripped off. One of the things is that Ring app where you put the doorbell on there. It takes a picture of them. Somebody approaches your porch. It rings your phone, and you can speak to them, and it scares a lot of them away. I heard the other day that somebody filled a box full of rocks and put a note inside. So when the thief stole it, he opened it up, found the rocks, found the note. He took the box back because he was afraid, but he put a note in there with a phony name but his real phone number. And, of course, the police caught him. So, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do to kind of prevent crime. And the other thing I just wanted to address is when you're shopping, park as close to the entrance as you possibly can. Though I know that those parking spaces are far in the back. That's where the spaces are. But you might have to circle a few times. Park near the door. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't just look at your phone. People walk around with their head in their phone. They don't know what's going on around them. Can't put your phone away when you're shopping. And, ladies, don't put your purse on the passenger seat with your window down in your car. Very dangerous. And never, ever, ever leave your keys in the ignition or leave the car running. I don't care if you're going to be just looking in your trunk. Don't do it. When you're pumping gas, put your purse out of sight. Put a jacket over it, a sweater over it. Don't leave it exposed. I take my keys with me when I pump gas, and I lock my car. You just got to be careful, especially during this holiday time while you're shopping, how you're shopping, what you're doing. Pay attention, people. And that's my hot topic. Jim, what's yours?
I'll agree, Reef. I wasn't into that, but I actually needed a lawnmower. And I thought, what the heck? I went to some stores, couldn't find what I wanted. I ordered one, and it was there in a couple of days. So moving along here for my hot topic, we have, well, the EasyWay tube is exploding. Great exposure, unbelievable exposure. Offered, you know, you get your chance to be on TV, and I mean, it's just exploding. The EasyWay tube was an invention Eric came up with, and it's just, I can't even describe what's going on. It's amazing. December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, we have the Mary Crowley event at the Freedom. It's the freedomball.com. Okay? So, freedomballevents.com, and it's going to be in Dana Point at the Aventura Ocean Club. So we're going to go into, we're going to have Marianne as a guest today. And the, okay, getting into a few things that are going on here. Corsi to file criminal complaint charges today against Mueller. And this is the ongoing situation. There's a possibility that President Trump, you know, it's, the door is open, may give a pardon to Mueller. So we'll see what happens. Comey agrees to testify in the Russian probe. Man steals a forklift to flip President Trump's limo. That didn't work out. Deadly crash, three people killed at the border. Some people were attempting to smuggle drugs, and their car crashed. President George H.W. Bush passed away at 94. He was the youngest aviation pilot in American history, head of the CIA. Ambassador to China, and President Reagan's vice president. Current tariffs is 40% on U.S. cars to China. That's hard to take. So President Trump confronted him, and they're trying to get some equal balance here. China agrees to reduce the tariffs on U.S. cars imported to China, and the president is going to meet with the president of China and try to clear up this trade imbalance because it's so unfair. I mean, it's so tilted towards China. 12 tornadoes hit central Illinois. 12 tornadoes in an area, this one small area. 12 injured, dozen structures destroyed. Peoria and Champaign, if you're familiar, that's kind of the area. 1,400 aftershocks. 1,400 aftershocks. About that, after a 7.0 earthquake hits Anchorage, Alaska. France had its worst riot in 10 years. In Paris, the streets were trashed, broken windows, fences torn down, 133 injured, 412 arrests. The reason, the high taxes and the high cost of living, so it must be pretty bad to have a riot like that. Jamal Khashoggi, and they've been looking into his private messages, and he was the journalist that was murdered by the CIA had pointed to Saudi Arabia's crown prince for that, and now they're looking into these private messages, getting a lot of information. Green Bay Packers fire coach McCarthy after his loss to the Cardinals. They took that personally. An Egyptian actress was actually she will face obscenity charges for wearing the wrong dress while she was on stage. President Trump gives Congress 2 weeks to have an extension to avoid a government shutdown. And they never have a government shutdown, but they have to pass a budget is basically what it is. And NASA's probe, it landed safely, and it's going to be drilling holes to find out what's going on there. And the GM... the chief of the GM corporation is leading to the Hill to explain why they're closing 15 plants. And Mathis warns of defense cuts could lead to war. 2 years ago, the budget was pretty good, and we had Trump built this up, and now they're talking about cutting back. So there you go, Reef, a few things. And in the news.
Well, let's have a word from our sponsors then.
It's sponsor time. Pay attention.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, Easy Way Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with Easy Way, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit easywaynetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at Easy Way Network, Twitter at Easy Way Broadcast, and YouTube at Easy Way TV.
What if I told you you could have years of cell phone talk, text, and data for one very low price? No more contracts, no monthly payments, and you can call up to 92 countries free. MCS Global Link with Eco Mobile Service GSM SIM cards. Solve your mobile phone dilemma. So enroll now at nb-products.com. That's nb-products.com.
How about that for something that, oh boy, I'm definitely going to look into that. I'm tired of getting handed these bills. Oh, good Lord, these bills. I'm not going to name the company I'm with, but wow, they're making a lot of money off us. And I'll tell you what, we have... Fortunately, we were able to get a super special guest back on because we had her on not too long ago because we have the Holiday Freedom Ball is coming up December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, and it's going to be 6 to 11. It's at Ventura Ocean Club in Dana Point on the island. You go over the bridge, it's going to be on the island the night of the boat parade. Mary Crowley is putting in the Freedom Ball, events.com. She's a fight against sex trafficking. Mary is a host. She's the founder of the Freedom Ball. Positive, resilient. I'll tell you, when Mary sets her goals, she's going to attain her goals. She's a producer, producing a documentary on human trafficking. And I try to get a little bit of her time. Mary, can you jump on with us? And she'll say, because she has a busy schedule. And she said, okay, you got me Monday morning. So here we are. Mary, you on with us?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
There she is. Hi, Mary.
Yeah.
Retha is on
hi,
with us. You
Mary.
Remember Retha?
Hi, Retha. Yes, of course. How could
hi.
I forget Retha? Retha is awesome. And so are you, Jim.
And
thank you.
We will all be together December 7th, and we're looking forward to it. And I thank you, Mary, because I know you're so busy running around doing so much and for jumping on the show and discussing the upcoming event and what you're doing and what got you involved with that. Let's go back to basically, where did Mary Crowley pick this all up at? What got her into this? What piqued your interest to, you know, move you into this field to help in the fight against human sex trafficking?
Well, thank you for having me on the program, Jim and Rita. And we also thank, you know, the Easy Way Network, you know, Eric Zuli, and, you know, who's an incredible, you know, social media guru. And I know that this is going to be an incredible event. So what got me involved in this particular fight is I'm a journalist, and I've been producing, you know, different TV programs around the world the last 15, 20 years. And I've been all over the world, you know, in many countries. And as I started, you know, interviewing different people, there was always a thread. I would be interviewing girls and different people that had issues in this area with sex trafficking. And I'm involved with some other, you know, groups up in Los Angeles. So I was invited to go to Thailand like a year ago. And I went and I saw the horrible things in Bangkok and Pattaya. There's like literally a 3-mile walking street, they call it, in Pattaya, which has 3 miles of clubs of girls just standing outside, literally exploiting themselves to have, you know, people come in. And literally they get these girls and bring them back to their hotels. And so we did some undercover work over there, and I got a lot of footage. But I felt that God had told me, no, you need to really make a documentary that's going to focus on how this is happening in America. And so that's what happened. As I started researching the subject, Jim and Rita, I started to see that according to the district attorney of Orange County, Tony Rakakis, that human trafficking has gone up almost 37% since 2016. And so people are just not aware of how it's spread here. And they just think this is something overseas or this happens somewhere else, but it's not. It's happening right here. So I happened to make. I felt I needed to make a 6-part series that we're going to sell to Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever, and then also a documentary around the world and make awareness of this problem. And so that's how I got involved. I got involved because I saw the need, and I felt that I needed to jump in. And because
that's amazing.
You know, there's one slogan, and I'll just say this, is like, it said, all that's necessary for evil to prevail is for good men or women to do nothing. And so
exactly.
It's easy to come put our heads in the sand, but I felt that we need to make awareness of how this is happening. Maybe we can save one girl, if we can save 10 girls, if we can save 100 girls, a million girls, whatever, then we've done our job.
Exactly.
That's what we're there to do, is to help.
I was at an event down in Oceanside area, and I asked one of the people involved in this program, where is it at? Orange County, LA? And she said both. And I said, what area? She said, pick an intersection. That could happen anywhere. And that's the situation with this. It doesn't matter, Mary, if it's a poor neighborhood, does it? Could be any neighborhood.
Well, I just had a girl on my TV show last week. She's going to actually be at the Freedom Ball. Her name is Ashley, and at 14 years old, she was trafficked out of Los Angeles. She actually went to a party one night. She was staying overnight at her friend's house, her girlfriend's house, and her girlfriend said, hey, there's a party tonight. Let's go. And so they snuck out the window. Now, this was wrong, but they snuck out the window, went to this party, and that's where this guy approached her, who was a tall, dark, and handsome guy, Ashley, and pretty much groomed her. And slowly but surely got her into the trafficking.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. And, they,
and Mary,
you know,
a lot of people think, not, this will never happen to my child. These aren't bad children. Like you said, they snuck out to a party once. It's not like these are bad girls. This is your average Susie Q going to high school or middle school that's getting groomed.
Well, you know, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, even this is interesting. As I started researching the subject even more, it's like going down this rabbit hole. The more you go down it, you're like thinking, OMG, are you kidding me? I mean, it's something that almost people don't want to know. But listen, we need to wake up, because if we don't wake up, it's like the frog in the tepid water. It's like if you're going to eventually be cooked. We have to really understand it's right in our area. One girl can bring in $250,000 to her trafficker. So literally, four girls can bring in $1 million tax-free. It's a money issue. It's a money thing. And it's actually surpassing drug trafficking.
So I always go back to the thing with, you know, whether it's financial disasters that people have or this, it's awareness, it's education on, you know, before. And that's what you're producing a documentary on this, which would bring this awareness, right?
Well, yeah. But yes, of course. But this is why we're doing these freedom balls. At the balls, because we did one in Beverly Hills, which was very successful, but a storm blew in that night, as you remember. It was like so.
Oh, yeah, lightning,
epic.
The whole shot.
Storm,
yeah.
Lightning, thunder. It was, yeah, unbelievable. And I really felt in prayer that God said, you got to keep the ball rolling. So we've only had four weeks to promote. It's coming up this Friday. So it's like,
amazing.
For those of you who are listening, that the Freedom Ball is really a special night. And we want to get people to come to this, because not only are we going to have people there, it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be the night of the boat parade. It's also, there's going to be, you know, a nice buffet dinner. And we have a band. It's Glenn. I mean, it's Bill A. Jones. He actually is on Glee. He was on Glee.
Glee, yeah.
And, yeah, and he's got the A-list players with him. So they do, like, they're going to be doing Christmas stuff, but they do the old music, the dance, the swing. We're going to have a lot of fun dancing, and it's going to be a ball. So, yeah, we're going to make awareness about the subject. But we're
and
also
you're going
gonna,
to have you're going to have some silent auctions again.
Yeah,
we're going to have some silent auction items. You know, one of my friends, Ashley. I don't know if you've ever heard of Thomas Kincaid, the artist.
Oh yeah, of course.
Well, he, you know, yeah. Well, one of my friends represents him, and he's going to have a Thomas Kincaid painting that we're going to have there. We're going to have some other items that we will actually have listed on the freedomballevents.com. That's where you need to go to get your tickets. It's $77 for the ticket, but that is like nothing. You know what I mean?
Nothing.
For the boat parade, the parking, the night there, there's going to be a media wall. It's going to be, you know, a night of, we're going to have the DA is going to be there, Tony Rakakis. He's going to be there. I'm presenting him the Freedom Ball Award, the Freedom Award. And, you know, it's just going to be a night to come out and honor also the 77-year anniversary of Pearl Harbor. We're in another war right now, and the war is against – it's really against our children. It's against women, children, and it's really – it's, I think, one of the most despicable crimes in humanity to try to sell children for sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why what you're doing with this documentary is so important. Where are you at with that? I mean, what's the timing on that?
Well, we've got several interviews in the can. I mean, I've interviewed the DA. I've interviewed Opal Singleton, who's got the she was at the Freedom Ball in Beverly Hills. She's got an organization called Million Kids that literally they have 1 million kids that they're trying to find on the website.
She
has a book called Seduced: The Grooming of America's Teenagers. And she will tell you in this book, and this is why she was such a great, you know, person to have at our event. She basically talked about how it's done, how they seduce you. You know, Will Smith's wife, sorry, it just slipped my mind. Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah. Actually, her daughter came home from school one day and said, Mom, you know, there's trafficking right in our area. And she said, oh, no, honey. And she started researching it. She realized it was true. And she actually hosted a documentary for Discovery Channel. And there was one gal who actually, this is how they do it. They groom also people in schools. There was one gal, African-American gal, an older gal, maybe a senior. This gal was maybe a sophomore. And she wasn't that attractive. You know, she was a sweet gal, but this gal started saying, you know, I'd like to be your friend and whatever. And she introduced her to a man who owned a barber shop. Well, this man started grooming her. This is what they do. Oh, you know what? You're pretty. You're this or that. They look for people with low self-esteem. And then they hook you in by telling you, oh, you're so beautiful. You know, I can help you, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, of course he seduced her. And eventually, after a while, he said, oh, you know, my friend is having a bad day. Can you just, you know, maybe be with him today? Just make him feel good. Well, she said, by the end of a couple months, I was sleeping with 20 guys a day. And
Jeez.
This guy literally was trapping her out of his barbershop. And so it was right in California. And so this happens. They groom people in high school right in America. They call
well,
them bottom
awareness.
Girls.
This awareness
bottom
is
girls.
So important that you're doing.
And we see
yeah.
all of these stories about the young girls that are disappearing. And
yeah.
they don't know what happens to them. But like you said, a lot of them, they're just being sex trafficked right here in the United States. They get them. If they get them in Los Angeles, they may take them to New Jersey. If they get them in Chicago, they might take them to Florida. And
yes.
they don't know how to get home. Like you said, they take them when they're so young.
Yes.
They don't know how to go home.
Well, and they also get them involved. This is what Ashley said. They told her, we know where you live now. Because there was a ring
yeah.
of traffickers. There was two other guys along with older guys. The guy that she trafficked her was younger. And pretty much they said, we know where you live. If you don't do what we say, we're going to kill your family. And so
no.
she was threatened with guns. I mean, she was living in her home, family's house. And, yeah, they saw some stuff. They didn't like her boyfriend. Said, we don't like him. There's something weird about him. They saw some red flags. But all I know, they had no clue that her daughter had a gun to their head, that she was
yeah.
threatened,
I was
extorted.
Gonna say. It can happen in their own home. That's unbelievable. Okay, Mary, I got a question, though. Getting down to the basics here. If these girls go to Philadelphia, whatever city, now, don't they have investigators that might drive in these red light districts that can take pictures of these young girls on the street and ID them with all the high-tech
ID
they have today?
They're not on the street. They're not on the street. They're not, like, walking on a street. You have to understand what they're doing is their traffickers are setting up meetings for people in hotels or other police people. They're actually going to hotel rooms. Yes, they're not on the street. There is people on the streets, but that's the old way. This way.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not our grandparents' prostitution. They use electronic stuff. They use Craigslist. They use Facebook.
Yeah.
They use Twitter. They use all kinds of stuff that, you know, is intended for good, but is used for all kinds of nefarious things.
Yeah, they should
right,
monitor that more then. They should monitor
well,
this online
Backpage, literally, Backpage was shut down. Craigslist no longer does those type of ads. But, no, they had a page was literally, like, they were shut down. But they were like one of the main ways that they were using trafficking was through Backpage.
Good. Shut all
and,
that
but,
stuff
but
down.
Now,
why do they allow that? I don't understand that.
Well, they
you
don't,
know?
But
money.
Donald J. Trump.
It's
Donald
the money.
Trump, it's the yeah. money. But listen, whether you like Donald Trump or not, one thing he has done is he has made last year at the end of the December, he made an executive order against trafficking because he knows it goes all the way up to the highest levels of government, media, and business. So I'm telling you, there's an elite ring that they protect each other, high levels of stuff. That's why the mainstream media, there's a lot of people in the mainstream media and high up levels that are involved in this ring. And that's why they've come out against some of this so hard. So you're dealing with a war. It's a little war.
Yeah, now when you say involved in the ring, are you talking about involved in the ring to fight this stuff or involved in the ring
No, they're in the ring to prevent, you know, they're actually involved in it. Look at Weinstein. For years, I mean, people had heard about Harvey Weinstein and what he did and all these different things he did. Matt Lauer. I'm telling you, you look at the Jeffrey Epstein with the island, you know, the pedophile island. You know, Julian Assange came out last year before the election with the you know the WikiLeaks came out with the whole thing that was happening with the comet ping pong and everything going on with you know it goes up to the highest level. So what's happening is the rats are being exposed, the swamp is being drained, and you know what, it's like there's 62,000 indictments that are ready to be released I'm telling you, it's going to hit the fan, and it's things are being exposed, and so that's all I'm saying.
And that's the key. It needs to be exposed. Because mom and pop are sitting in their houses saying, oh, this is happening overseas. This is it would never happen in my neighborhood. And it's happening absolutely everywhere.
Yep. Well, Mary, thank
you. It's happening everywhere.
And I'll tell you, I don't want to keep pestering you, but we just want you back to get this awareness out and to get everybody come to the event and everything. And God bless you for what you're doing in this, because people like...
Well, it's not pestering me. Listen, together we all make this happen. And we all together, you know, we want to save people's lives. We want to make awareness that we can get this resources out where one girl will be aware. Like, I heard you talking, Risa, like about, you know, keys in your car. Don't do this. Don't do that. What we're doing is we're making people be aware. If somebody comes up to you and starts, at the school and they're like overly, oh, come, if you see somebody coming to you or your granddaughter, your child, oh, somebody's buying, oh, they want to take you here, get your nails done, this and that, a big red light. No, they're grooming them because they have a reason of
exactly.
Exactly. So freedomballevents.com, $77 for a ticket. It includes the boat parade, dinner, dancing. We're going to talk about this event, silent auction. But it's also going to be a night of fellowship and fun, because people don't want to think about the negative during. But you know what? We're gonna address the negative, but we're gonna be a blessing.
I like that. Yeah, you're kind of mixing it together. Well, very good. And we're all going to be together. Reese will be there, and
I will
and
be
we
there.
We'll see you. We'll see you on Friday, Mary. So it's coming up fast. So we got to get rolling here. And we'll probably be meeting before that. But thank you for coming on. And sharing all this, it's amazing. And like I said, God bless for what you're doing. And
amen.
We'll
and also for people want to have a brand, Eric Dooley and his are going to have a media wall there, step and repeat with red carpet. If you want to be involved in that, you can come and get your brand on the red carpet. There's going to be a lot of media there, and it's going to get all over the place. So you might also want to sign up. You know, Eric's got special promotions about being on the media wall to promote your brand as well. So that's
wherever
be,
it shows
a great
up,
thing
there's
to
a
do.
Lot of media. That's for sure.
Yeah,
he brings a lot of attention. But all right, well, here, time to move on. And Carmelita's Corner is coming up. We have commercials. And thank you, Mary. And we'll be talking to you soon.
Well,
here,
I'll see you. You know, soon, and then I'll see you, Risa, on Friday and everyone else. Okay.
See you Friday.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
Love you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And it's time for another word from our sponsors and then Carmelita's Corner.
There we go.
What if I told you you could have years of cell phone talk, text, and data for one very low price? No more contracts, no monthly payments, and you can call up to 92 countries free. MCS Global Link with Eco Mobile Service GSM SIM cards. Solve your mobile phone dilemma. So enroll now at nb-products.com. That's nb-products.com.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning. Hey there, everybody. How you doing? I'm doing great. I've got a good reason for feeling good this morning. I've got a encore interview with Chevin Roberts. And when you talk to her, you'll know why. Chevin, good morning.
Good morning, Carmelita.
Yeah. I was waiting for that applause, Chevin. In any way, you're back again, and you've got so much going on. And for those people out there in radio land, you need to take a look at her through your X-ray glasses. She's absolutely stunning. And she's also very talented, multi-talented. She dances, she sings, she composes, and she's got recordings out there and working on a video. And some of the things that she's done before are opening performances for people like Justin Bieber and Rihanna. She's worked with Chris Brown and on and on. And now she's got her own thing going, and I've just witnessed her receiving an award at the Saban Theater that holds several thousand people there, about 2,500. And it was a lovely event, and she received her award for the best pop song. And also, you've been nominated for the Hollywood Music and Media Awards. Can you tell us a little bit more about that one? Because I wasn't there for that one. How did that come out?
Yes, I was nominated for Best Pop Song at the Hollywood Music and Media Awards, and it was a great show. There were a lot of great artists, and we had a good time. And I basically am just been promoting the music video that I'm getting ready to shoot probably in March, and we're just getting things together for that. So if you are listening to this and you know someone that would like to be in my music video, we are looking for extras, and we'll have more details about the shoot date closer to March. So.
All right. Can you use any senior citizens?
you never know. I mean, you never know. We might. It just depends on everything that comes about with the storyboard with the music video. So we're still developing it, but I'm really looking forward to it because I put out a few clips of my song on every time I put out the video for the award show. You can hear snippets of my song, but to actually hear my entire song, they would have to go to Easy Way Access and actually make a profile on there. It's just like Facebook, and then they can actually listen to my entire song on there. And also on Easy Way Tube, I'm now active with my music videos from the past and all of those videos on there. So definitely check me out over there.
Hey, sounds good. Yeah, well, you know, there's still some seniors that are out there doing things that it can still move and groove. Like yours truly. Hint, hint. Yeah. So anyway, it all sounds like fun, and I've had the pleasure of watching you, really I believe that you're on your way in so many ways. You've got Easy Way behind you, and that is going to really take you over the top. So I'm just watching.
Thank you so much, Carmelita. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now with this video that you have coming out, it's with your latest single, right?
Feels like a dream.
Like dream?
Mm-hmm. Feels like a dream.
Feels like a dream. Can you tell us more about this? About what
yes,
the song
I mean,
is about?
Basically, yes. My song is basically about what starts off me taking off on a spaceship. And so it's kind of an abstract concept. It's not like that typical, you know, guy-girl love song. And basically my concept was that I'm in this matrix reality, and it's kind of mind over matter. That's why it keeps saying feels like a dream, because you don't know if it's like really reality or if it's a dream. And sometimes to me, life feels like, is this really real? I mean, it seems real, but after watching the, you know, Matrix movie, sometimes it feels like maybe we kind of meditate ourselves or dream ourselves into certain things that maybe, you know, basically are our real reality. And so that's kind of, it's kind of like, I guess, a futuristic type of world, Matrix world. And we're taking off, the ship is going into another planet where I talk about the colors and just that we're going to a better place. And so it kind of has a double meaning, you know, because in a sense, we are kind of having some troubling times here on the Earth. And it's always nice to think about going to heaven, going to a better place. And so I kind of bring it into like this matrix reality, and it's not too defined. There's not a lot of details throughout the song. It's just more of a fun dance song. But those are the kind of concepts that I like to work with. It's kind of more things that I can do with animation and the video and things like that. So you can kind of let the song mean whatever you want it to mean to you. But for me, that's what it kind of entails.
Hey, that's pretty heavy. And yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I had a guest not that long ago, Sophia Stewart. She actually is the original person that came up with the Matrix that the movie was based on.
Oh, yeah, I saw her. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eric's had her on his show, too. And it's really quite interesting, you know, how it all came about. But, yeah, but this world is really so complex. And when you think about the universe and, you know, where we stand in comparison to what's out there, I mean, we're just really not even the size of a grain of sand compared to reality around us and how many galaxies there are out there. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And that's why, you know, when anybody questions the existence of a higher power, most of us call God, I wonder how could they even wonder. I mean, that obviously there's something bigger than us that created all this, you know?
Right, yeah. And, you know, the thing is, I'm obviously a Christian. As you know, I think you and I have run into each other at some events before, the praise and worship events. And the thing is, for me, you know, God isn't a religion. And the Bible is very real, but there's so much more in there than what is being preached out there. And so I don't claim to know it all, but I do know, you know, Jesus is the Savior. He's powerful. And if he saved us on this planet, I wouldn't be surprised if he saved a bunch of people on another planet. You just never know. And the way I like to think of it is, you know, maybe heaven is another planet. It's definitely another place. And it's just fun to play around with those ideas. I don't try to get, you know, into anything too crazy or too outside the box. But I like to maybe jump outside the box a little bit and play with some fun ideas. And I always pray. And I prayed a lot before I went to the studio and made this song. And it all just kind of flowed to me. Because I definitely want to have a positive message and a fun message, but like I said, you know, the way I see it is, you know, this world is temporary, it's in passing, it's really like a mind over matter, and this world, and with God, all things are possible, but obviously our spirit man is so much bigger than our natural man, and so that, to me, it kind of encompasses, maybe not all, but some of the Matrix concepts, and so... So, yeah, so that's kind of the idea that I'm playing with.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, that may sound a little, you know, too outside the box, a little crazy. But as an artist, you know, I like to be abstract and illustrate things. And I think, you know, a movie that's kind of similar, or maybe not too similar, but is like Narnia. Narnia, there's, and even the Old Testament of the Bible, there's a lot of things in the Old Testament of the Bible that are pointing to Jesus Christ, the coming of like a new world, and really specifically him and his crucifixion, but they don't necessarily know that. You kind of have to, it's like one of those pictures that it looks like real fuzzy until you zoom in on the actual, you know, object, and then you can finally see that's what it's pointing to. And so there's a lot of symbolism in there, but as far as being a Christian singer, I just don't feel that I have the great vocal cords for that. So I like to play with art and do my pop thing and try to have as much of a pop, you know, sound, but still a positive message pointing people toward, you know, God and better things ahead. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, that's good. It all sounds positive, and your vocals are fine as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And speaking about the Bible, when Sophia was my guest, she was actually explaining how the symbols or the symbology of the Matrix really related to the Bible. That's where she based her concept. And right offhand, people may not get that, but there is a definite connection there, too. And I wanted to say one other thing, too, about the universal intelligence or the universal bank of intelligence, that actually we are all plugged into it. You know, we just need to basically realize that, to come to the realization that we're all connected. We're really all one. We may look different,
right.
But we're all connected to the same source. And so when I think people realize that there is no real division, that that's not really a true thing, that,
right.
you know, when they can come together that and put their so-called differences apart, that we'll have more peace and happiness in our lives, you know. And it starts with us. It starts
Amen.
With looking at the man in the mirror. I mean, you know,
yeah.
we don't really need to go out and conquer the world. We just need to conquer ourselves and just be a better person
right.
and a role model so that it can
right.
energize and inspire others to do the same.
I agree with that. Yeah, 100%. I agree. You know, there's a lot of division today. And really, you know, the war that we're seeing is taking place between God and Satan. And Jesus has already won it all at the cross. And so the only way to conquer ourselves is by accepting, you know, Jesus into our hearts. And really, as we behold him more and more, we focus on him and his word and all those stories, we're transformed into this glorious image. And in the inside, you know, where all that joy and peace and that wisdom comes from. And so it's not, you know, a religion. You know, there's a lot of people that read self-help books, and I'm not saying I'm against it or I'm for it. I guess it would depend on the book. But, you know, really, Jesus is the one that, if there's any kind of, it's not really self-help. It's just being completely born of a new spirit. And when we're born of that, you know, we're able to, we're says we're more than conquerors in Christ. And so I agree with you. You're absolutely right. You know, we all are connected. I believe we're all children of God. There's just some people that haven't woken up to their true divine self in Christ. And much like the Sleeping Beauty castle and the Disney movie where they all, you know, when one fell, they all fell asleep. And I believe everyone is slowly waking up. That's my prayer. I mean, I can't say that for everyone has yet, but hopefully everyone will at some point or another in time and eternity, and we'll all get there. And so I try to, you know, represent as much of that as I can in my music, with still encompassing the artistic and abstract, you know, features that I feel kind of encompasses me as the pop artist, that I don't want to be fitted into a box. But I
yeah.
do hope to portray some meaningful messages, but still make it a fun sound. Because for me, my performances are all about dancing and pop and having fun. And so, yeah, I mean, I loved listening to Sophia Stewart that day. She really did have some profound concepts. And I thought, you know, some of it I was still learning myself. Some of it resonated with me. I already knew. But then some of it I said, wow, I've got to look into this more. This is really interesting stuff. And so, there's a lot to learn. None of us know it all. And I think, like you said, as we all continue to grow, we look at ourselves in the mirror and just continue to see ourselves as, like, you know, Jesus, then that's where we become a more powerful and overcomer, in the sense of, you know, not being easily offended and loving each other, then all of the problems that we have, you know, politically and as a world, would eventually disappear. So yeah, of course, that's the goal in mind.
Yeah, well,
and
that's,
you know, one of the
lofty goal. Yes.
What did you say?
Yeah, it's a lofty goal. And I know you're about to make another point, but before you do, will you please give us a shout out of your website, and then we're
yes.
going to hear your music. That's what we're waiting for too.
Oh, awesome. Yes, it's www.shevynroberts.net. That's shevynroberts.net. And if you're watching this interview on Facebook, you can probably see it on the video, the spelling of my name, that is. And the name of the song is Feels Like a Dream. And all I was going to say is, you'll hear the very first verse where it says, time's up, climb aboard, I know what you came for. And that's kind of where I'm talking about. Like, we're all getting on board spiritually or hypothetically on the spaceship, and we're going to a new and better place. So I hope you all enjoy the song.
All right, Shevyn, looking forward to that. And thank you for coming on Carmelita's Corner and being a guest on the Easy Way Network. Can we
Thank
hear
you,
that
Mama.
Music now?
This is ground control to Shevyn. You are go for launch.
Time's up, climb aboard. I know what you can.
was amazing. That is one gifted lady, Chevin Roberts. What do you think, Grace?
I was going to say, we've been to church. We've heard some good pop music. That's the way to start a day.
She's so full of energy, and her face is so real. You could feel it in her voice. And, you know, that's what I taught Eric. You know, like Star Wars has a prime directive. If you're a Star Trek fan, go out and explore new worlds, but don't interfere. And I teach, and I've always taught Eric, I said, the prime directive I give you is keep Jesus in your heart. Simple as that.
Absolutely.
It's all, that's the way to do it. You have to keep faith. But moving right along, I think, let's see, does Aretha have any kind of a gem coming up here?
Let's do a quick check time.
And we got, oh, yeah, Aretha, I wanted to mention that Eric is part of Chevin's management team, too. And I'll tell you what, this is getting exciting because talking about getting out there, wow. There you go, Aretha.
Ripped from
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, we don't have much time today, so I just want to say buy electronics, okay? We've already been through all the sales, but trust me, there are going to be sales all through the holiday season. Price compare. They have got almost everybody makes everything. It doesn't matter whether you're Android or iPhone. If you're looking for new phones, price compare and find out what you really need your phone to do. If you just want to talk on a phone or your loved one just wants to talk on a phone, get them a nice inexpensive phone. If you want to do videotaping, find out which ones have the best cameras. But, you know, the thing is that everybody makes everything, even the home speakers. They have your Google speakers. You have your Alexa speakers. Everybody makes one now. Compare and see which one suits your needs most. My 96-year-old aunt got an Alexa, and it scared her one night because something triggered it during the night that started talking. Matter of fact, just when I said the name, I just triggered mine. So, you know, find out which one you want to get. For Google products, you say, hey, Google. So it's a lot less hard, or it's a lot harder to accidentally trigger the product to start actually listening to what you're saying. But shop around. Check out all the brands. There are so many electronics out there. There's something from everyone. From the toddler, they've got tablets, to your 96-year-old aunt or grandmother. So check out all the electronics, and you still got plenty of time to check them out. I'll be talking about them for the next few weeks. That's my tech time. And Jim, how about you, Jim?
My Jim. Gems from Jim.
Okay,
Jim.
Baby, okay boomers. Baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, Ruth, there's so many gems out there, and, you know, I like sharing things about the retirement for baby boomers, and I've got an article, but because of time, I'm going to take the 10 top ways to prepare for retirement, and I'm going to share that with you next week because it's a little involved. But, you know, it's something that has to get out there. And, oh, guys, if you're out there and you're not a baby boomer, that's we run a reach because a lot of us are already there, and we have to make the best with where we're at. But a lot of us are going to say, unfortunately, we didn't follow somebody's guidelines 30 years ago. But if we would have, I'm telling you, let me say I have this little chart here. The amount of money, If you put, say, $5,500 away 77% annually, right, $5,500. All right, if you do that for 5 years, say, Aretha and I, you know, like we're not 30. So if we do it for 5 years, we're going to have $30,000. But if you guys do it when you're 15 years younger than us, you're going to have almost $140,000 if you just put that much away. Now, check this out. You people out there that are 25 years younger than Reith and I, if you only do that 7% deal for $5,500 a year, which is not that much to save, guess what? Guess what you have in the bank? $348,000. $347,870, basically. But you see, if you start it when you're younger, I'm not doing the official report here, but I'm just giving you some stats. But, like, if you're really a lot younger than us, like 35 years, and you put that amount away, $5,500, you're going to have $760,303 at the end of 35 years. That means if you're 35 years old, or say you're 25 years old, 35 years from then, you're going to kind of have it made. I know prices will go up, but, you know, that's anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. And I'll tell you, Reith, you know, I've seen so many times where people come across Eric and they talk to me and they just are dumbfounded how their lives change for the better. And they learn the stuff that they didn't even know existed out there in this new age. And he's at the cutting edge of it. And I'm not just saying that because I'm his dad. I see this stuff all the time. And I see these people, oh, your son has done more. I'm dumbfounded. What's going on? He said, well, your son has done more for my client than these people that we hired have done in the last year, and he's done it in a week. And they're like, but you know what? It doesn't come easy. He works hard at this, and he likes to help. But Easy Way Wall of Fame is out there, guys. The Easy Way Wall of Fame, Kevin Serbo's got his movie Let There Be Light, Frank Shakowitz, Wishman, and Eugenia Cosmin, a major model. There's so many interesting people on there. I think Reith is on there. I'm not sure. I think so. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of interesting stuff. Text Easy Way to 55678. Get points for the radio, TV ads, earn free promo. Easy Way Tube is exploding. Reith, I'll tell you, so much stuff going on. And we got our...
I know, and I'm excited about the Freedom Ball.
Freedom Ball's coming up December 7th, and that's Pearl Harbor Day, and the light parade is going to be fun.
If you've never seen a light parade, if you've never seen one, they are fantastic. They dress all the boats up, and it's just beautiful.
It's beautiful, and we're going to be on an island where you can see it on both sides. The boats will be going around, so beautiful patio, and a great cause, freedomballevents.com. And, you know, we're going to be doing the carpet, and there'll be a lot of people. You'll be able to actually meet and get a picture with Reith Gray. How about that? And we're going to have the carpet out on the patio. So while we're doing it, actually, this will be pretty cool, Reith. We're going to be actually doing the interviews on the carpet. And in the background, it's not going to be against just a wall. In the background, you're going to see the ocean and the boat parades. That's going to be pretty unique. Kind of like the first one was unique because they had lightning storm going on in the back of the speakers. So anyway, Reith, it's time to wrap up. Time to call it a day here. Radio Boomers Live, Reith Gray and I are signing out, and we'll see you next week, Monday morning, 10 o'clock to 11. Till then, you know, be positive, be happy, keep moving, keep the faith, and we're signing out, Reith.
See you next week.
So long.
What if I told you you could have years of cell phone talk, text, and data for one very low price? No more contracts, no monthly payments, and you can call up to 92 countries free. MCS Global Link with Eco Mobile Service GSM SIM cards solve your mobile phone dilemma. So enroll now at nb-products.com. That's nb-products.com.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.